Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism. Actually, Mystery, Miracle, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm grateful to be here again this evening for another beautiful update on what's been happening cosmically, new sacred tools. Last week was about transcendence. We have an update on you for that, an update for this week, and new beautiful tools called Esclavonet, the Bell of Hospital for releasing ghosts and psychic impressions. So yes, it's going to be another interesting show. So I think we have Joanne with us. Do we have Joanne here with us?
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Well, I'm just looking at the numbers. They all say 1111, which is important.
I've seen that as well. It was there last week as well. What did you say, Vanessa?
I'm sorry, I'm just hearing an echo on the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It stopped now, I think. Yeah, it stopped. Okay, so we got the message.
Okay,
thank
good.
You for that. I think that ties in with actually what we're talking about the new tool, about removing ghosts and psychic impressions, because there are things from echoes, which really is illusion, and echoes of the past or whatever it is, things that happen to have been sent home, you know? Which is another perspective, obviously, but, I mean, it's interesting how the echo kind of came on the line, you know?
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to start, or will I start, or... we'll give our...
Did you read the update on the transcendence ceremony? Would you like me to do that?
I didn't.
Then we can kind of talk.
Yeah,
about
I didn't yet because I was going to speak about previously what happened about. I mean, if you want, you can speak about that. I'd like to just kind of maybe speak about the catastrophe, maybe versus poetry, because. That's what we were trying to avoid, but obviously to see through the poetic perspective. So I don't know, obviously, whatever you feel.
Well, go ahead. If you've got something that you want to just address first, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. And then if you want to speak about the transcendence.
Okay.
Cool, yeah. Hang on a sec. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm back. so we do have a transcendence update, but what I wanted to share with you was catastrophe versus poetry. And people had asked Almeen, like, what do you feel that poetry is relevant at this particular time? And Almeen's answer was, in the planetary evolutionary journey, there comes a point when a particular stage or time period has run its course. It is the equivalent of a rose that has fully flowered and is getting ready to shed its leaves. Life on Earth seems to lose its luster. A feeling of sad society settled over humanity, and a divine discontent creates a yearning for what lies beyond. We are experiencing this stage of feeling oversaturated with information and overburdened by the task of thriving in a deteriorating society. There are two ways that we can be reminded of the preciousness of life: through catastrophe, or the much preferred way of changing perspective to the poetic perspective. I just wanted to share that with people because Almeen has a beautiful poem that she put on there, and it's on www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can go to her diary and check it out. It's called The Window of the Night and Through the Eyes of the Seer. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out. And for anyone new to this beautiful show, it's dedicated to Almeen. She is world-leading mystic and seer, and the show is dedicated to Almeen and her sacred teachings and the unfolding mysteries and miracles of what happens in our everyday lives. So I'm going to pop it over to you, Joanne.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm just, you know, listening to what you read about the poetic perspective stuff before we move on. And I'm just thinking that her perspective is that there were certain catastrophes that could take place, and it all depends on our attitude. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's kind of, I think what she's saying is because we have the overburdened task of, I'm hoping this has shifted right now, but anyway, I'm just saying that we had the overburdened task of thriving in a deteriorating society. And she was saying there's two ways to look at it. We can be reminded of the preciousness of life through catastrophe, which means, I don't even want to say what that could mean, but catastrophe,
yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't choose to live through catastrophe, you know what I mean? So it's like, the much preferred way of changing our perspective, which is through the poetic perspective. So what she's saying, kind of when life seems really hard, you know, is to choose the poetic perspective and see the poetry of all existence rather than focusing on hardship and pain and catastrophe, I suppose. And I know which one I'd be choosing.
So in a way, it feels to me that no matter what is happening, that you continue to just focus your attention on other things, because I just get the feeling that, like, I'm just looking back over the last couple of years, and I know, you know, a lot of people have encountered a lot of challenges and difficulties and all sorts of problems, and I think it's kind of a result of all the 2012 stuff, any of the karmic stuff that people hadn't resolved and dissolved and whatever, have just been kind of coming up to you know, make its presence felt so it can be released. And what?
To be cleared.
Yeah. To be released, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking the way she's, it's almost what I'm getting from what she's saying is that she is saying that all of this stuff is, it's a choice. It's either focus on things that are, you think are going wrong, or focus on beautiful things, like, you know, nature. That's probably the most immediate thing that you can. Are you still there? No, you're not. I was thinking about nature, for example, because nature is the most immediate thing that you can actually focus your attention on. So, my feeling is that that she's actually just saying that we need to just focus our attention on things that bring us joy, and actually, in a way, okay, if something comes up in your face, you need to deal with it. But aside from that, just kind of, you know, let all the other stuff go, or let it just move through you, or whatever you need to do to kind of dissolve issues, but not to kind of fight them or resist them, because all of this stuff is actually causing, emotions that are causing chaos on Earth. That's my feeling. So I just thought it's an interesting perspective, and I think, you know, if we can really try to get that, we can probably have an incredible impact on all of life. So on that note, I think I'm just going to play a little audio. It's a blessing in the mother's language before the fall. So it's a short snippet that Amin has as a transmission. So I hope you like it.
Ich weigere mich, Jonas, was da. Bin pekene etre ekia. Uch koje ma anas. Susuhie mahkahie mi ete. Muhunuhie na shataye be ete. Agnahakva ta unush. in the ancient tongue of the mother, spoken before the cycles of the fall. A blessing this day is given for the reuniting of all. Let my children once again know the diversity of one another. Let that diversity once again show all the children of the mother.
Hi, Vanessa, are you back? Hello? Vanessa, are you back on? Okay. I don't know what's happening with Vanessa at the moment. There seems to be some sort of...
Can you hear me?
Ah, you're back. Yes.
Yeah, you were on mute. I don't know what...
No. No, I wasn't. Actually,
yeah,
it came close that you were on mute.
Oh, that's really strange. Okay, let's just cancel
technical stuff going on.
Yeah, let's just cancel it. So we're going to have a very clear show right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to run very smooth. So, okay, do you want to continue on from what you were saying? Because you played blessing on the fall, which is really fitting, huh?
I was just saying that... it seems to me that no matter what appears to be happening, you know, it's all in divine order. So I think possibly some of the reason that, you know, these cataclysms happen is because of the attitudes to whatever is going on in our lives. So, so for example, if you resist a change that's happening in your life, it can cause, you know, opposition. And the more opposition that's caused, the more you resist something, the more opposition that's caused, the more it's going to cause chaos outwardly. So, and then I was saying, you know, that's the most immediate form of kind of, in a way, kind of comfort and inspiration as well is out in nature. So it's a good way to kind of, you know, to connect with things that you're grateful for and you know, things that bring you joy or whatever, which kind of changes your focus no matter what seems to be happening on the outside. So it appears to me that as, you know, attitudes change, if everybody's attitude towards whatever is going on in their life actually changes, that it will actually cause a transcendence of chaotic situations on Earth. So,
yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you want to speak about the update or
Yeah, I can read it out. I think you've listened to some audio stuff, so I'll just read it, and then if you want to talk a little bit about a little bit more in depth, that would be great. So on Alming's diary, dated the 14th of October, which is today, I think, is it? Or is it yesterday? Anyway, the ceremony, it's called Planetary Transcendence Ceremony Update. So the ceremony for planetary transcendence was performed for the first time at a Rune Initiations event in Ontario, Canada, on Sunday, October the 11th, at approximately 4:15 to 4:45 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time. All present at the ceremony and supporting with their intent all over the world are curious as to the results. Almeen provides her comments below. So there's a question, and the question is, how successful was the planetary transcendence ceremony that was performed at the Light Family Gathering held in Toronto? And Almeen's answer is, the Earth has successfully transcended the first of three levels. The first of three levels. It has to raise to get out of the future catastrophic disintegration of its ecosystems. Okay, so there's three levels, and we've gotten through the first of them. The next level ceremony will be done during an upcoming event in Tuscany. There's a retreat happening in Tuscany, and it's, we're here, who's basically, in my eyes anyway, one of Amin's kind of right-hand men in terms of he just kept everything together in terms of the business and, you know, working with her and whatever. He'll be hosting that retreat in Tuscany, and I think it's Malou White Rose will be supporting him in that. So that event, I think, is taking place in November. But anyway, so the next level of that ceremony will be taking place in that at that retreat. The third level will be done with our Light family from around the world joining us for a free online event. And the event is called Healing the Distorted Emotions, New Year, Year's Eve 2015. And then she just writes, my deep love and gratitude to those who have participated in the life-altering event in Toronto. So it's really nice because even if you don't get to go to Tuscany, to the retreat in Tuscany, I know you can find information about that on the spiritualjourneys.com website. You'll still get an opportunity to be a part of it, obviously, you know, by holding space for people that are there and actually by taking part in this ceremony that's going to take place on New Year's Eve. So that will be really lovely. It will be wonderful to be able to kind of get to a place where we do transcend this, because there is a lot of talk lately about, you know, our ecosystem and what's happening with the earth. And we really, really need to get a handle on that and probably fairly quickly too, I think. So
on that note, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, sorry, are you finished? Or I didn't know if you were finished,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, absolutely finished.
Yeah, yeah. I thought on that note it would be fitting to play, you know, The Hidden Kingdoms, the Beck, Bada Bishbi, Three People. What do you feel?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful, that beautiful song, the Beck Ba Varabishti, Three People, from The Hidden Kingdom, from Almeen. And I have to say, it gives me goose pimples.
It's very timeless, isn't it?
Yes, very ethereal. It just brings me home to what I was saying to you earlier on about, because I recently listened to the interview with Armin I think her name is Yevaran, and she spoke about the fairy beings, and I'm just going to mention it to her listeners briefly, but you know, she was asking about all the beautiful fairy beings, and there's a particular clan, a tribe of fairies in Ireland. They're ancient, and they're called the Tulsians. I'm not 100% sure if that's their name, but they're called the Tulsians, and they actually stayed in the crust of the earth underground throughout the ancient cycles of history of the earth. And so they were there with a divine purpose by the infinite. And so that was really profound. And Armin mentioned that the Bek Bavarishvi, tree people, they're very tall, and they've got white hair, and they're slender, and they actually look like the elves, like those out of Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. So they're actually really tall as well, like them. So, I mean, it's kind of amazing, really, you know. I just wanted to share that with people because it's kind of, I just feel this excitement in me. I don't know what it is, but I just feel very excited. I really do.
Even this evening somebody was saying that, so this whole thing about Christmas again.
Yeah.
I just realized I was feeling very excited today for some reason.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great. I don't know. I feel it could be part of the celebration that we've transcended three levels, you know. In my perspective, that might mean that we've actually gone three octaves up or whatever. So, you know, we've become less dense. And so we've moved out of the way of something. So now we're going to go even further.
Yeah, I think we have. She mentioned in the diary that it's actually the first of three levels. That the second level is Tuscany. Will be happening at the Tuscany, which is November, and the third one will be. It will be December, end of December, the New Year's Eve thing. So
so I think that's kind of tying in with the three. I'm wondering if you would mind if I would read the actual, if I read to our beautiful listeners the poem that I feel I received from the fairy beings, if that's okay with
go
you.
For it. Yep.
Because I feel it ties in, and just their way of obviously giving me the information is slightly different to,
brilliant.
But I don't presume to know, but I'm
tell
just saying
the story, how
I've
done it. Tell them the story. What happened.
Tell them the story. Okay, I decided to follow my footsteps, and I went to this beautiful place in Waterford called the Castle, Waterford Castle, and it's so sacred there. It's just heaven on earth. And so I went through the little gateway, and, you know, I always have this lovely little feeling inside when I'm going there because I feel like I'm entering a magical garden, and it is a magical garden. And I haven't been there for a while. It is one of my favourite places to go and walk, and it's so silent. It's serenity, it's beauty, it's, you know, you've got deer there that are left roaming the island, and it's just really beautiful. So anyway, I was walking down through my little pathway, and of course I was greeted with this little thing on the left hand side called Hedgehog Hotel, and it was all made with little tree tiny pieces of twigs. Perfectly shaped. And first of all, I thought it was like a tiny fairy house. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. It's so beautiful. And then I kept walking on my way. And then suddenly I'm greeted by another little insect lodge. And it's, you know, it's lovely wooden sticks there as well. And a post saying the insect lodge. And I thought, oh my God, this is so incredible. It was very fairy-like. And then I kept walking. And then I came across a fairy house. And of course, my tears kind of fell with excitement and joy, because I really felt that it was signifying a shift within humanity and Earth, and within us, the original ones, the ancient ones on Earth. And it was just such a beautiful, divine thing that happened. And So I took pictures, and someone had put a little red door on this log, this beautiful tree covered in ivy, and, you know, it said berries only, and it had this gorgeous golden mystical key, which is amazing because on Roots and Wings, Barbara Catherine, I posted, like, you know, pictures of the water, and I said, I feel I see, like, a key in this water. And then Barbara Catherine got this beautiful insight about, well, the keys don't necessarily have to be solid. They can become fluid. And when you are fluid with your inner and outer reality, then, you know, you're actually able to access the mystical kingdoms. And so I just thought this was so profound. I'm you know, and they have this, like, kind of nearly like a Georgian red door, you know, on the actual wooden bark, and a window and a flower and a little sign saying fairies only, and a golden key, a really mystical golden key, you know. And it was just so profound. And then I kept walking, and I took pictures, of course, and they're on Roots and Wings if anyone wants to have a look. And and then I took more pictures. I kept walking, and then I saw this massive, beautiful tree. And at the end of the base of this tree was this gorgeous red wooden door. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I just felt, well, this is so inspiring that, you know, the infinite is working through this person to place these doors in these trees that would need my footsteps to find these sacred doors with a key. And I just felt, well, of course I knocked on the doors. I am not going to come across these and not knock on the doors. I was, you know, I'm bringing the fairy beings into my reality. So I was extremely grateful for the beautiful message that my environment was saying to me, that the magic was starting to come alive and more into physicality. I did receive some beautiful fairy writing yesterday, but I'll tell you what happened. It inspired me to communicate with the fairy beings. So I got some beautiful fairy writing, and I will tell you what they said. So the fairies and elves have led me to you. Let the fairy magic awaken. It's true. Nature is the first step, you see. It truly is a magical key. But when you turn the keys within, yes, a new story in you will begin. Awaken it must, and you shall see. Magical gateways, 1, 2, and 3. Blessed they are, and you may be allowed to enter. And remember to always stay in your center. Pure in heart as you are, your heart is true, you may enter, for only the pure in heart and silent mind may enter here. And then there was a picture of what I felt to be a key. And then they wrote the story, well, I wrote it, but obviously I received this from silence. The story is given, the story is given on this key will access a memory long forgotten. And that was the message, and I felt, wow, that it was so sacred. And then, of course, I listened to, this was the day before yesterday, and then I received this beautiful, beautiful poem, and then I can't remember, I think it was yesterday, I started to listen to the interview with Almin and the Yerevan, and Almin spoke about the Book of Bark in a fairy book, but it's called the Book of Bark, and it's a fairy book that's behind Niagara Falls, and Almin is supposed to write this book. And I just thought it was quite interesting that these doors were nailed to the bark of the trees, you know.
Can I just ask you, did you get the poem and then you went out to the woods, or did you go to the woods and then get the poem?
What happened was I went to the woods, and then when I came back, I felt to write this.
Okay.
Because I was inspired so much, the inspiration was so intense. Obviously, it made me take other steps as well to do other things, but to knock on other doors. I was just so inspired to actually, when I got home, I was still obviously integrating, and this just came through, it poured through, and I was just so grateful. Mm-hmm. And to even just experience that, because I just felt so delighted, and my inner child was absolutely thrilled, needless to say. And when I listened to Almin speak about the Tulsians, which are an ancient fairy tribe, then I listened to the, I'd written this poem, but there was no information about the, that we had achieved 3 levels up, if you know what I mean, from the transcendence. So I feel they were giving me a message about the transcendence in their own way. and that we'd actually made it through the transcendence, because gates 1, 2, and 3. Then when I looked on Amin's diary, then I saw a post about the transcendence and how we'd actually made, we'd transcended up 3 levels. And I thought, that is so profound, which would actually resonate, because if we've become less physical, then would that not stand, would that not maybe come into play, that we should really start seeing maybe more of the mystical kingdoms?
I think, Vanessa, that that we actually just went up 1 level. There were 3 levels to go up, but we transcended the first level. Mm. Yeah, so I think we transcended the first level. So, definitely. The more we kind of go, obviously, the more life evolves and the more we kind of ascend or whatever, you know, the more we start to become aware of other beings and you know, be able to communicate with them more effectively.
Because I think become more physical, right?
Fairies are so connected with the, I mean, they're intricately connected with the ecosystem, with our environment, with nature. Yeah. And I suppose actually, it's funny because I had gone to a kind of a gathering down in Kenmare in County Kerry a few weeks ago. And at one point we were doing various ceremonies that Anita Briggs had put together, and beautiful ceremonies. And one of them was to do with the plant kingdom, and I can't even remember what they were now, but I remember lying on the floor and at once felt the earth speaking to me. And she was aching for our presence and wanted us to be out in nature, just aching for us to be out in nature, to be out on her and appreciating her and all that kind of stuff, you know. And particularly after any ceremonies had been done, to kind of, she related to me that she...
I'm going to have to speak about the new the Esclavonet, because I did mention it in the radio show and I don't think we've long left. So I didn't mean to it's just, I think we only have a few minutes left and I'd like to just try and get it in there.
We have 8 minutes. Is it 40 minutes or 45 minutes? I can't remember.
45. I actually can't even see the time on this. I don't know what I've done with my thing, but something has shifted in it. And I'm trying to get used to all the new little thingies on it. So that's why I can't see what the time is. I'm in no time, okay? I'm in a place of no time. So I'd just like... read about, do ghosts have a negative impact on us? And this is tying in with the new tool that Amin brought out. Ghosts affect our emotions by their negativity without our knowing why we feel that way. We would believe it's our own anger or sadness, for instance, that we are feeling. So, firstly, they contribute negative emotions. Secondly, they are ghosts walking around our towns and cities, sometimes more in number than embodied people. I mean, that's a bit much. Oh, my God. So sometimes more in number than embodied people, which is, it's interesting, you know. So they lower the frequency of a location. At this time, when we are raising the planet up over its negative future, the removal of ghosts can release energy to assist us. Their presence ties up energy. Their removal releases it, which is really good, actually, because they can move on. Everyone can move on. It's great. Physical pain and trauma, releasing physical pain and trauma. Recently announced, so the Esclavonet, Belfast Patah, for releasing ghosts and psychic impressions. It's a brand new protocol from Belfast Patah. At our recent Toronto event, someone asked about a pain that extended from their mid-back, traveling down their side onto their thigh. I consulted with Amin about, this is obviously the person who posted this, says, I consulted with Amin about this question. I'll see her reply. Okay, so in the beauty of synchronicity, we were just getting ready to begin Adho Yoga, the yoga of enlightenment, which releases trauma, especially from the psoas muscle. it's pretty easy to consider trauma held in our bodies as a ghost or impression from previous injury or situation. So the question was, I have a pain that runs from mid-back down my side onto my leg and thigh. What could be causing this, and what recommendations do you have to ease this pain? Almeen's answer is, the psoas muscle is the pain. The treatment is to do Adanush Subha Yoga to release the psoas muscle. In addition, I suggest working with the 27 states of nature, inner and outer nature. They are the key to unlocking the high heart. Focus on one pair each day for the next 27 days. See the sigil of the real high heart below. Download the 27 states of inner, nature, inner and outer nature and sigil so you can get those free, which is such a gift. Oh my God, I think, hang on, let me check. I think you can get them free. Oh my God, you can. So if you go to spiritualjourneys.com, you will actually get that lovely free gift. What a gift, Jeannie. So, okay, so you can download those for free. And I do have them, but I'm just downloading them again. So as featured in the Bridge of No Time to be released in December 31st, 2015, so the third sacred book coming out is The Bridge of No Time. It's another form of alchemy. So you're actually building like an alchemical equation if you've got the Book of Spells, if you've got, what's the other one, Joanne, the second book after that? Oh, God, if I want to come to me. Please let me think. I have it. The Book of Runes, yes, that's it. And then The Bridge of No Time. So, like, you know, the Book of Spells cancels out black magic, amongst other things. This is the alchemy. You don't even have to read these books. They're going to do it. They're going to work. And then you have the Book of Runes, which cancels out ethereal interference and dreamtime interference. And then you have The Bridge of No Time, which does a lot more. I'm not 100% sure what more the Bridge of No Time does, but I know it does a lot more. So these are building on each other like a sacred type of alchemy. And so you don't even have to read them, but believe me, when you read them, you'll just be shifted even from reading them. They're so amazing. So sorry about that, Joanne. I just wanted to get that in there, sweetheart, if you didn't mind. So I'm looking forward to the new Esclavanet Balvaspita, because it's going to release ghosts and psychic impressions. I mean, whether it be from your body, from your house, whatever it is, you know, which is really amazing. So I think on that note, we're going to play the Kachinas. And they're really beautiful, innocent beings. And all, you know, these are from the realms of innocence. You know, fairies, elves, divas, unicorns. The Kachinas are part of these. So I don't know what time we have left there, Joanne. Do we have time to play that?
If we're in 45 minutes, I have no concept of time anymore. I can't remember whether we were doing 40 minutes or 45 minutes. If we have 45 minutes, then we have 7 minutes left. And if we have 40 minutes, then we have 2 minutes left.
Well, I think
so we have enough time for at least some of the Kachinas, not more.
We do, and then we have time to say goodbye. So
time to say goodbye.
Okay, I'm going to play this.
Okay.
Thank you.
actually felt energy going up through my right foot as that was playing. Very beautiful.
Yeah, I love that piece as well.
Yeah, they're very, very beautiful. It's definitely, they feel differently, you know?
Life is changing.
Yeah, they feel different. They're speaking to me more, you know? That's what I'm aware of. What, right now, for this moment, anyway, I can feel them speaking to me more. I'm just very aware of them, you know, for whatever frequency they're carrying, whatever tone they're carrying. They're just, it's very resonant to me at this moment. Yeah. I just feel very like, oh, there you are, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. Very comforting or something. I feel very like, oh. Yeah, so there's been lots of shifts happening throughout everywhere, really, you know. I think that's all we have for today. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Or?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, I'm going to say good night, and thank you so much for being here with me, Joanne, and making it a magical show. It's never the same without you. And so we hope you enjoyed the show, and we will be back again next Thursday, hopefully, with more updates and beautiful mysteries and magic. And if you want to ring in or leave messages for us, you can, you know, go to Vanessa Power on Facebook or Joanne Harding on Facebook. Is that right, Joanne?
That's right.
Yep. You know, we love hearing from you, and we hope you really enjoy the show. And all of Amin's music is made of black and white light frequency. It's alchemical sound. So you're cancelling out illusory and distorted frequencies in the body even by, you know, hearing this stuff. It's very, very beautiful. And tune in next week for more.
Have a good night, everyone.
Mystery. Okay, good night.
Bye.
Bye.